We've had the music tax on the books for many, many years, and basically when I arrived back in 2010, we were having a lot of users that were excluded, that shouldn't be excluded, and we had people that were putting on events on a single occasion or twice a year occasion that weren't paying the tax, and we go to get the tax, they'd run from us, they'd be on the rent, they'd have their event and leave. So this ordinance we're putting in place now is basically saying, hey guys, we have a 5% tax. Those who were previously excluded, we're no longer going to exclude. Not all, but some, with the intent to capture those taxes so we can use those monies to help out the organizations that put these events on. You know, we annually get requests from organizations that put events on for money. This is going to give us a tool to have that. Previously, we used the tourism tax, but as you know from attending previous council meetings, our fund that's in jeopardy is the tourism fund. So now we've got to start thinking outside the box. How do we create more revenue? Why not use the tax we have on the books? So that's what we're going to do. And, of course, this also will require businesses to get a license, an amusement license on an annual basis. And then if you do hold that one event or those two events in the year in Effingham, then you'll have to pay the tax up front based upon your estimated gross receipts.